אני באשך חוסנה בלשנה כי טיפל את אושנות דבר ונדאי חונדבו שנה ליסה שמלה קייל החי מוקותו שונט רמסה ולנו ברוך אתה אדוני איך את פשטרית לרטטם בו כשנו בו יל אשי ברשתו blessed be the name of the Lord in this place tonight בלקתה כותו שנה לתוש בפרו לקינד קידיש הרקורס לוש לחי בתו בתו כמו יש וקודמין שלה פקיסטלה כדבוד של עבד סיבה לקיטה קנדו דושתה כדבוד של עבד Yes, I've seen you enter into a fast of consecration and devotion. I have also looked at you and I've remembered my covenant with you. I want you tonight to understand that I have a covenant with you so powerful as your mind would not be able to understand. This great love that I have for you that was manifested when I shed my blood for you on the cross of Calvary. This great love has continued in your hearts. It is written that my love has been poured out in your hearts by the Holy Spirit. This is a time of transformation, but at the same time, a time in which I will bless you. I bless you in many dimensions of your life that you never expected the blessing to come. Yes, you've called it breakthrough, and there will be a breakthrough. Circumstances will change for you. Some of you will be surprised by the way that I will touch your life and the way I will change your circumstances. You've been faithful to me by coming to my house tonight. Therefore, I shall bless you in my house, and through this house, you will be strengthened tonight, not because of the house, but because of the Lord your God. And you will honor me and you will glorify me. I'll also strengthen you in your faith. And you will pray and you will see miracles. You will rise up in a new dimension. For behold, I'm creating a hunger. I'm creating a thirst in the land, all over the world, for my presence, for my glory, and for knowledge of the Lord. I will cause many things to happen, but I will bring visitation to my church. Many people have said, it seems as if God is not moving anymore. For many things have displeased me that have been happening over the last period of time, says the Lord. Know you not that the Lord your God is holy? That the Lord your God is most holy? Yes, holy is he. Therefore, if you commit yourself to purity, holiness, uprightness, and integrity, and if you draw near to me with a heart that's loyal and devoted, unreservedly worship me, I will answer your prayers. I will take you to a new dimension. You've desired a double portion of my presence. Indeed, I will bring upon you that which you ask and that which you desire. Leendo ish da yitkone dafa in a meshtach tavores sele kushtelaka davai nomo nomana meshtachel shtu blekito dashat kernas tavad sama balachaye lo khoshtepai drishtu shtetr kutale de shtatr kedebe things will walk as you walk in this year things will work out for you things will work out that you didn't expect to work out For the Lord says, I'm bringing new strength, new courage, new boldness upon your life. You don't have to fear. You don't have to walk around and be afraid or dismayed. When you see the acceleration of the signs of the times, for I'm about to accelerate worldwide. I say unto you, behold, worldwide. The signs of the times. I have spoken these things in the prophetic scriptures. Now the time has come, says the Lord, that you will turn your head to the east, then to the west, then to the north, then to the south. You will look to every continent. You will see things that are happening there. And you'll say, This is not the way that I've learned to know the world when I was small, when I was a child. Things have changed. Times are troublous. Times are perilous. Times are difficult. But not so with my flock, says the Lord. Holocaust. Yes, the storm shall not come to you again. And I will visit my people in my holy land. I will preserve them as one would take a pearl of great value, surround them and preserve them, says the Lord. In the holy land there shall be peace. In the holy land there shall be prosperity. In the holy land there shall be protection. Yes, behold, says the Lord, I have raised up angelic forces. They have gone out to the uttermost parts of the earth at this time to bring about my will, to bring about my perfect will for the nations. I will cause things to fall into place from here on, and there will be an acceleration. But my church will be protected. But those who fear the Lord will prosper, and you will prosper. As you devote yourself, as you walk with me, you will prosper. I will protect you. I will love you. I will put my arms around you. I will depart from you no more and be with you even till the end of the age. You will know that I am here, even in this night. I walk with you. I be with you. I know all things about you. And I intend to change your life and to improve your life and cause you to walk in faith that pleases me. Therefore, rise up, says the Lord, and rejoice in my presence. Be filled with joy, for I've had compassion upon you. I've had compassion upon my body. I've had compassion upon the bride of Christ. Yes, says the Lord, I will not let my bride suffer no more the difficulties and the things of this world, but I will cause my bride in this hour to become prosperous, to become, says the Lord, that angelic beauty that have been described in the Bible will not be able to compare with this bride that I shall prepare for me in this hour, without spot, without wrinkle, that I may present her unto my Father. Yes, even a glorious church. I will fill you with my glory. I will fill you with faith. I will fill you with holiness. I will fill you with purity. I will fill you, says the Lord, and cover you with my glory, and you will prosper, and you will have the victory over this world and the things of the world. I have told you so. Now go and be bold and be courageous. This authority is upon you. Even in this night, this authority comes upon you to bind and to loose and to break the powers of darkness that have come against your house, that have come against your family, that have come against your people. Rise up, O church of God, and pray and see the hand of the Lord move for you. I have spoken. Give the Lord a praise offering right now.